Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brancato for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard takes first base on ball four. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoy moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Wright moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to third. Appling moves to second. Ed Husser now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard catches it and throws to third to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser strikes out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0 for 1 in the game. Husser takes first base on ball 4. Lillard moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Hayes scores. Siebert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. McNair steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Ed Husser. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Dean reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.